You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Benjamin Law, he's an Australian writer currently in Auckland ahead of the Same Same But Different LGBTQIA Literary Festival that kicks off tonight. Welcome, Benjamin.
Hey, thanks for having me, Amanda.
Of course, how are you?
I'm really, really well. Slightly sleep deprived. I was up at 4 a.m. That wasn't because of jet lag. The time difference isn't too extreme.
No, it's a couple
of
hours.
But I am awake and alert and happy to be in Auckland.
Perfect. So exciting to have you. So you're most well known in Australia for writing the popular television series Family Law.
Uh-huh.
For people who don't know, what's that show all about?
Okay, so The Family Law is a show that's on a public broadcaster in Australia called SBS, and it is a six-part black comedy series about divorce, because that is clearly the funniest thing in the world.
Definitely.
And it was based on a book that I wrote back in 2010 called The Family Law, and it was a memoir, a black comedy memoir, that was about my family, and our last name is Law. So it's a very clever play on words, obviously. Get the subtlety of it. And it was about a lot of things, because it was a collection of personal essays smooshed into book form, and we tried to fool the book-buying public into believing it was a book. But there were essays about race and identity. It was about growing up gay and Asian Australian in a part of Australia that was deeply monocultural in the 1990s as my parents' marriage fell apart. So, you know, it's the classic Australian story that everyone can relate to.
Yeah, absolutely. There's a lot in there. Whereabouts in Australia did you grow up?
So I was in the Sunshine Coast. So that's about an hour and a half north of Brisbane, which is the northern state capital. It was very much coastlines and beaches, and all the cool kids were surfers, like me, obviously. If you can't, this is a audio medium. You can't see me, but I am like this runt thin Asian Australian.
You could definitely be a surfer.
Well,
I would
believe
it.
Like, nowadays I actually do surf, but I couldn't swim to save my life when I was growing up there. And neither of my parents, who are Hong Kong migrants, can swim. So it was like this weird mystery in retrospect.
Mm.
Why did they migrate to a part of Australia that was surrounded by murderous beaches? I have no idea.
That's yeah, a question.
Yep. So that's what we based our television show on.
No, it sounds amazing. And you're also an author. I remember reading a few of your pieces in Frankie magazine.
Oh yeah,
a while ago.
Of course.
Yeah.
You guys would be getting Frankie magazine.
Yeah, we
here,
do.
Right?
I grew up in Melbourne, but we get it here as well.
So I wrote for Frankie magazine since issue 2, and it was a much smaller enterprise there. So to see the magazine go out, well, to New Zealand, obviously, but last time I went to the UK and the US, I saw Frankie in the newsstands there.
Nice.
And to know I was there from nearly the start was a very good feeling. They're good mates of mine.
Just like, love a little Aussie publication getting
absolutely
around the world.
And it kind of was the first of its kind. You know, I think we take for granted now that Frankie magazine is what it is and it's been around forever. But when it started, women's magazines were pretty myopic in scope.
Yeah.
They were about how to please a man, how to be... All of those things are valid.
Love those Cosmo quizzes.
I know. All those things are valid, legitimate. I grew up with, like, Dolly Doctor and stuff like that.
Oh,
where,
what a time.
Where people write in and it's like, dear Dolly Doctor, I've got this very viscous discharge. You know, like, it was always discharge. And I know that because, you know, I read Dolly with my three sisters. But that was kind of it for the women's magazine market. And Frankie was the first thing, really, that was quite different.
And what are you most interested in writing about?
I don't know, people, anything. I've always been pretty omnivorous with how I write. So nowadays I mainly write television, but obviously I've written books as well. I started out as a features journalist for magazines. I want to write a play next. Across all of those things, I guess I'm mostly interested in people, which sounds kind of stupid, but I do find people quite interesting. And also probably stories that haven't been told, or stories that are on the margins, because that's kind of how I felt growing up.
Yeah.
You know, being Asian in a pretty white part of Australia, being gay in a state that only decriminalised homosexuality in the 1990s, being an outsider feels like the main story for me, and I'm most interested in other people's stories of being an outsider too.
Yeah, absolutely. And what do you hope that people take away from your writing? Do you hope that people take away something, or is it more entertainment? What are you after?
I guess it really depends on the story I'm writing, but say with a Family Law TV show, I hope you see a part of yourself and your family in the show. It was really gratifying to get audience feedback from Asian, Australian, and also other Asian migrant communities as well. So it's available here in New Zealand on DVD, but having Kiwi Chinese people write in and say, wow, that's like me on screen, or even Asian Americans writing in and say, wow, that's really amazing that we're seeing a family like ours on screen. But also a lot of people were writing in saying, wow, thanks for showing my family, and they didn't have any Asian heritage at all because they saw a family that was going through divorce, or they saw a family that had a lot of kids, you know, I'm one of five on screen, or they saw a family that was like wildly inappropriate in their sense of humor, which is very much the family I grew up with and the family that we show in the show. And I grew up, you know, Australian TV was white for a really long time, still arguably is. And so when, you know, when I hear that other people get to see themselves in our show, it's great.
Oh, nice. And what are you going to be talking about at your speech at the festival tomorrow?
Oh, poofs and queers and all that sort of stuff. Same, Same But Different is a LGBTIQA literary festival, you know, that runs on for two days. Tonight we're going to be talking, there's a session, the opening night gala is based on that famous Philip Larkin poem, you know, they fuck you up, your mum and dad, they might not mean it, but they do. And so there'll be, it's just under a dozen authors giving 10-minute riffs based on that theme. So you're going to hear a lot of stories about getting screwed over by your parents, and that's tonight. And then tomorrow I'll be doing just a solo session talking about my work, talking about identity, talking a bit about my second book, which is looking at what it means to be queer in Asian countries as well. Talking about the making of my work.
Yeah, definitely. And you mentioned before, just slyly snuck it in there, that you want to write a play. Is that a next thing?
Yeah. I don't know. I like plays. Mm. My sister's a playwright, actually. She just had her opening night for her first main stage play in Australia. And you know, the more I watch theatre, the more you realise some stories really are meant to be told specifically on stage. And it's a, I don't know, it's a medium that fascinates me as a viewer. I want to see, I don't know, I get bored doing the same thing constantly. So it's just like, what would that be like to try something different? It could end in tears and a total disaster.
I'm sure.
But it's been great seeing my sister. Look, I'm just going to spruik her play.
Yeah, absolutely, go for it.
She wrote a play called Single Asian Female. It just got its first review in The Guardian and it got 5 stars. So it's just we've got a playwright in the family.
Yeah.
So even though she's 8 years younger, I'm like, oh yeah, I'm going to ride in your coattails.
Do it. And you said that you have to, just before off air, you said that you were leaving tomorrow, but is there anything else that you're looking forward to in the weekend's festival?
Oh, look, I'm leaving tomorrow because clearly I hate New Zealand. No, it's just, it's really in and out, and I so wish I could stay in Auckland more. But in terms of the festival, Val McDermid, the Scottish crime writer, is going to be a part of it, and she is just a great value, just because I also love anyone with a Scottish accent. You know, it just makes, it makes storytelling absorbing when you've got a Scottish accent. So that's going to be great. And I'm also just really looking forward to being exposed to more queer Kiwi writers as well, because, you know, I know some Kiwi writers who are queer from the top of my head, but like knowing that local scene, especially in that, the Auckland flavour as well, that's going to be a good education for me too.
Yeah, definitely. And lastly, you tweeted that while you're in Auckland, you're hoping to meet one of the Real Housewives.
Oh my God. So, sorry, I just got choked up with excitement just thinking about it. I mean, to my great shame, and when I do mention it sometimes, I think some Auckland people just look to their feet saying, we are sorry that that's a, you should not be, because that was like one of the best shows on television. Yeah. I just thought, so the production company that makes The Family Law, they make a lot of top quality programming, including The Real Housewives of Auckland.
What?
So I'm like mates with like one of the producers. And when they first started making The Real Housewives franchises, like Melbourne, Auckland, they're the ones making Sydney as well. I'm just like, what is this show? I don't think it's for me. And then I started watching it. Like, it's so brilliant and so funny. So if anyone knows like Angela
Stone. Who do you want to meet?
Oh, well, Gilda. Gilda, yeah, of obviously. Course. The I best. Just want her to, like, lean over a table and tell me what she knows about me, which is not a fucking thing. And look, they're all pretty amazing. Michelle, Louise, Wallace. It's my shame watch, but a bunch of us in Australia.
You've got to have one.
Yeah, me and my mates, we'd watch it between two different cities live. We'd be like, okay, are you ready to press play on the app? And go. And then we'd like live Facebook it
That's
amongst
amazing.
Each other.
That's
but away
so great.
From the prying eyes of our friends who would judge us otherwise.
Yeah, we definitely did watch the replays in the BFM newsroom.
Oh, yeah.
And we have a TV that is for very serious topics.
It's
and
really...
the Real Housewives of Auckland.
Well, you know, it did bring up serious
yeah,
topics.
Absolutely.
It brought up, you know, a very, very potent discussion about race and racism. Mm. It was almost like an Attenborough documentary of late capitalism. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and the Real Housewives of Melbourne, that's similar. It's pretty good as well.
It's pretty good. And the Real Housewives of Sydney is just about to debut. Mm. Look, obviously, I work for the same production company. I shouldn't be spruiking it so hard. But it's one of those shows where I think you can easily get snobby about it.
Yeah.
But it is so funny. I had no idea how funny it was, until I started watching it.
It's so good. Benjamin Law, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thanks so much for your time.
Good luck for tonight and tomorrow.
Thank That'll you very much.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.